Hello, and welcome to Eyes on Success, a weekly program of information on the ever-changing world of accessibility. Now here are the hosts of this program, Nancy Goodman-Torpey and Peter Torpey.
Hello, I'm Nancy.
And I'm Pete. On this week's show, we'll be talking about a service that I've personally been using for several years now and find quite enjoyable. The service is called the NFB Newsline.
We'll be speaking with its director, Scott White, who, towards the end of the program, will give demonstrations of how it works.
NFB Newsline from the National Federation of the Blind allows you to access many periodicals, both local and national, many magazines, and other material in a number of different ways, depending on which one is most comfortable for you. We'll be talking about that as the show goes on.
But first, for our tip of the week. This week's tip comes from Scott White.
Everybody owes it to themselves to be an informed citizen. Whatever their interests are, they need to, and it helps them engage, whether they be in the workplace, it helps them with their family. I know, for example, that on a number of subjects, I'm able to go ahead and listen to the information and talk to people about, you know, whatever interest I may have. I know that one time there was articles about game consoles, something I wouldn't normally read, but I read it because my stepson was interested in it and I was able to talk to him about it. I know other people that have, you know, read information about their particular make and model of cars and have found out tips and so forth and saved themselves hundreds of thousands of dollars in the maintenance of the cars. Stories like that just go on and on. And I think people just owe it to themselves. You know, it helps you engage the people that you work with. It just helps us to better integrate into society the more information that we know. A friend of mine likes to use a good saying, and it's access equals success. And I think that that is really true.
Well, Scott just made a really good case for keeping yourself informed. NFB Newsline is a great way to do that.
And they keep enhancing their services with even more useful tools. And we'll hear about those soon.
Let's start by meeting Scott White.
Good day to you both, and thank you for having me on today's program. My name is Scott White. I am the director of NFB Newsline for the National Federation of the Blind in Baltimore, Maryland. And what I used to do prior to coming to work for the National Federation of the Blind is I was a senior systems administrator for Circuit City Stores for about 10 years. In around 2006 is when I came over to work for the National Federation of the Blind.
Now, many of our listeners have visual impairments, and of course, in order to be eligible for NFB Newsline, you have to be print impaired. Are you?
Yes, I'm totally blind.
And what was the cause of that?
Retinitis pigmentosa.
So you've been blind most of your life then?
I had more vision in the earlier years during my childhood and so forth, but for all my adult life, pretty much, I've been totally blind.
You are listening to Eyes on Success. 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 Success.
This week's focus topic is the NFB Newsline service from the National Federation of the Blind.
Before we get into the details of NFB Newsline, can you tell us a little bit about the history of how it got started, how long it's been around?
Well, NFB Newsline was started in 1995, and it was the brainchild of Dr. Kenneth Jernigan, one of our former presidents of the National Federation of the Blind. And back in those days, it was designed as a computer system. We called them local call-in centers. And folks would go ahead and they would purchase this basically black box, which was a computer, and we would download the content to it each day. Around 2002, 2003, we brought everything back up in-house to Baltimore. And it is today, as we have all the calls come here into our call center in Baltimore.
When you say it was a local service, people actually had a box that you lent them or something like that in their own homes?
Well, actually, what it was a computer that would be put in like maybe a talking book library or perhaps maybe a state agency for the blind, and they would locate it in their facility. The phone lines would be in their location, and the people would actually make the calls into that location. The way it's structured now is it's centralized to where all the phone calls come in here to Baltimore.
So you used to have one in each state or something, and people would call into their own local library service?
Correct, yes. Mm-hmm.
So I guess one of the things that made that possible in the mid-90s was the change in the copyright laws around 1990 that made material a lot more accessible to print-impaired people?
You were always able to go ahead and provide the copyrighted material, but what took so long to do it prior to the Chaffee Amendment that you're referring to was that you had to go and get individual permission from each publisher. And we still work with publishers and get contracts with them and so forth to provide this content. But yes, you're right, you can provide copyrighted material now, as long as we take certain standards to go ahead and put it in specialized formats.
As many of our listeners know, I'm sighted and Pete's blind, and he is forever telling me stuff that he's learned from NFB Newsline. Can you give a brief rundown of what material is available there?
Well, I don't think we have a couple hours, do we? On NFB Newsline, we have a vast array of different types of information. I think that there's something on the system for every person, every walk of life, and every interest. We start off with our local newspapers. We generally at least have two newspapers per state. Some will have more and some will have less. I mean, like, for example, like in Ohio would have like 20 newspapers, but some of the other states may have a 5 or 6 newspapers. We also have a variety of national publications, which would consider like the New York Times, Christian Science Monitor, USA Today, Wall Street Journal, things like that. Outside of that, we have magazines. We have currently about 41 magazines on the service. We have very interactive, personalized TV listings. If you're looking for a job, we work with Career Builder, and we have basically a verbal interface on the phone where you can go through and you can have the job's ads read to you. We also are featuring retail ads, which we hope to increase, but right now we're featuring retail ads from Target Corporation.
So how do you collect all this information from people? It must be a formidable task to put this all in a format so that it can be accessed by your various patrons.
Well, what happens every morning is we have a set schedule. We will go and we have a variety of different methods that the publication providers will send us the documentation in that we will go ahead and either mark it up manually. There's some magazines that we do that way, to something that would be impossible to mark up on a daily basis by a human means anyway, is we get the newspapers and they would go ahead and transmit them to us early in the morning. Then we have computer routines that will go in and take that information and put it in the format that Newsline needs to have it in and populate our database so people can call in. We try to have all the newspapers available to people by 7 a.m. local time.
Is there a fair amount of standardization in the formats that publishers are using these days, or is that really vary quite a bit from publisher to publisher?
They're beginning to get that way. There are several different news media type organizations across the country, and they pretty much, you know, the same organization is pretty much going to have the same standard, but a lot of them are coming up to where they do have a lot of similar formats, and that helps us out.
So just to clarify, a couple of weeks ago, we did a show featuring the Talking Information Center, which is one of the biggest radio reading services around, where they have a fleet of volunteer humans reading the articles from the newspaper. This is actually the text information as provided directly from the newspaper, and then your device, whatever you're listening to it on, has its own text-to-speech conversion.
Yes, that's correct.
And that show about the Talking Information Center was number 1412.
Now, how does a user actually access NFB Newsline?
We have a number of ways that you can access the service. The way that we started out in 1995 and still continues to be our most popular access method is that you can access a service using any touch-tone telephone, be you know your home phone, phone at your office, your cell phone, what have you. You can call in to NFB Newsline, and the readings are done to you by one of several different voices that we have available on the system. It's all synthetic speech for the most part. There are a few things on there that we have that or human recordings. And you mentioned the Talking Information Center. Back, let's see, about the middle of last year in 2013, we started providing the ability for radio reading services that wanted to stream their particular content over NFB Newsline, giving them the ability to do that. So I think we right now have 3 of those that are currently doing that. And what the Talking Information Center is one of those. We also have several different providers across the country that provide us some localized content. Like, for example, from the Talking Information Center, they are recently starting to provide us the shopping ads. Now, these are the shopping ads that they read on their service that's done by a human reader as well.
How would somebody access, for example, an entire newspaper that contains hundreds of independent articles?
One of the things that I really enjoy about it is we provide the full text of the newspaper. Let's say if I were to sit and read a New York Times and read it from cover to cover, that would take me a good long time to do that. But within NFB Newsline, what I'm able to do is to go in and we have three issues on the system. So we will always have today's, the current edition, yesterday's edition, and previous Sunday's edition. So I go ahead and pick my edition. And I'm picking today's edition, and then it's going to tell me for business, press 10, for sports, press 11, for example. So I press 10, then it's going to tell me what number of articles are in that section and start off reading Article 1. Now, the beauty that I was mentioning is, let's say that Article 1 is of no interest to me at all. I hear a couple of sentences of that and say, I don't want to know anything about that. So just as a sighted individual can go ahead and quickly move to the next article, we provided that same provision in NFB Newsline. So a person can press the free button on the telephone and they will immediately jump to the next article. There's also ways for if you want to go ahead and skim an article, let's say, once you're in that article, you can move sentence by pressing like the 6 key. So what we try to do is provide a very quick way that you can get in and get the information that you desire and move on to your next subject.
So just to reinforce what you've been telling us here, this sounds really simple. It's as easy as someone calling up, they get a phone menu of which magazines or periodicals they want to access, and then by using the keypad on the phone, they can navigate through the magazine or periodical as they wish and just listen.
That is correct. So we often say here at NFB Newsline, if you can use a standard touchtone telephone, you can use NFB Newsline. It really truly is that simple. If you really want to get this to your local newspapers, I think it takes maybe 5 key presses to get to your local newspaper.
Now, we no longer have a touchtone telephone. We gave up our landline about 2 years ago. How else can people access the NFB Newsline service?
We have a lot variety of other type of access methods as well. Back in 2009, we brought out NFB Newsline Online, and that's a secure website where you can actually log in and see the exact same content that you would hear on the phone. And some people like to do that have some remaining vision that use things like Zoom Text or Magic or some screen enlargement program, because what they can do is they can actually go and bring it up on the screen and enlarge it to the size contrast that they need and read it that way. So we have a wide variety of ways.
So through your web access service, then, people are actually reading this with their eyes, usually with magnification. Can they also listen to it?
Oh, yes, most definitely. You could use your JAWS or, you know, your window eyes, system access, whatever program you had, your screen reader, to go ahead and do that. And I do that quite frequently myself. We have another access method. In, let's see, 2012, we brought out our NFB Newsline mobile application, and that's for the iPhones.
That's what I use.
So we have mechanisms that people can go ahead and use that now, both on the computer and on the iPhone.
Do you have an Android application?
We do not at this moment. It is my feeling that the Android accessibility is not up quite to the standard of what we need to have. It's getting tremendously better.
Can you also use a Braille display to access this information?
If you have a refreshable Braille display where a person can go ahead and read that material in Braille as well. And it's wonderful to have that option available because that opens it up also with the deafblind community, which wouldn't have this type of access prior to having access to NFB Newsline.
And I think a lot of that content is available on the iPhone. It's not just the periodicals, but you can get the local TV listings. And I think you also give emergency alerts and weather alerts in town.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. That's a very important feature that we have is the emergency weather alerts. Of course, here in the Northeast, here over the past couple weeks or so, we've been having a tremendous amount of snow. I think at my house right now, I probably have 20 inches or plus, which is unusual for us, but that's what we have right at the moment. So with the emergency weather alerts, often for years, my first wife, who's unfortunately passed away, she was blind. And, you know, we would be watching TV, and of course, you would hear the alert tones come on the TV. And you know, I just have no idea what's going on. So now with NFB Newsline, you can go ahead and you can immediately call in and listen to that actual message, because what we've been able to do is when you sign up for the service, you put in your zip code and we have the weather alerts. So as soon as you log in, it's very important to have that, because it's nice to know about what snow and ice and so forth is coming. But let's say it's something of a more drastic nature, like a tornado warning or something like that. You want to have immediate access to that as soon as you get into the system. So that pops on first, gives you an opportunity to go ahead and listen to it. Or if you've heard it before, just proceed on to the system. And those weather alerts are also available on the iPhone. Right now, the iPhone app is localized to the zip code that you provide us. With the application on the iPhone in the next version, it will be localized to your GPS coordinates. So, for example, if you're in another location and there's an alert that goes off in that area, you won't necessarily hear about the alerts back home, but you will hear the alerts that are in your area.
And that's a lot more useful.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm.
The other thing that's really nice about the iPhone application that I use quite extensively is it has all of these features and options, and you would think that'd be very confusing, but you've designed a very clean and usable interface. I find it very easy to navigate and quickly find what I want to read.
Well, thank you. We're working on another version to come out now. So like those retail ads with Target I was mentioning, we're working to put that into the application. The TV listings are there, but in the current version, you have to go on the telephone and set up your TV listings. Things like that, there will be some improvements where you'll be able to do that actually in the application, it looks like, in the upcoming version.
Great.
So I'm curious, you have all of these services. How big of a staff does it take to manage all of that and keep bringing online new improvements?
Well, here at NFB Newsline, I'm the director, and we have a programmer that works with us. We have a gentleman that does content management. I have someone that helps out with the marketing, someone else that helps out as far as some of the markup of the magazines and things like that. And then I have an administrative assistant. So there's five people here on staff, not including myself.
They've been busy.
Yes, indeed. We are busy bees around here, yes.
And where does your funding come from to distribute all of this material?
The way that we're funded is on a state-by-state basis. NFB Newsline, we call it a sponsorship in a particular state. Currently, we are sponsored in 46 states. So, unfortunately, there's four states that don't have the availability of the residents in that state to be able to use NFB Newsline. But we do have the 46 states. So, they pay a sponsorship fee to us, and that provides the service to all their eligible residents in their state.
So, this is the state themselves that's paying the sponsorship fee, or is this some kind of commercial sponsorship?
The underlying funding source, maybe they get it from state appropriation, or maybe some of the states actually use the telecommunications fund. But it comes through maybe by 50% the Talking Book Library and another 50% Agency for the Blind.
Assuming that NFB Newsline is available in somebody's state, what do they need to do in order to be eligible to gain access to it?
A lot of the folks that are listening to your show are probably eligible, but the eligible criteria is the same that we use, the exact same as in the National Library Service, the Books for the Blind program. So if a person is determined to be legally blind or to have a physical disability that prevents them from reading conventional newsprint, let's say in the case of a physical disability, if it would be somebody that would have difficulty in turning the pages of a newspaper, that would be somebody that's qualified. Also, there's certain forms of dyslexia that will qualify for the service as well.
And do they need to be a United States citizen or resident?
Yes, they would have to be a resident of one of the 46 states. Let me back up a little bit. You can join NFB Newsline no matter what state you're in the country. It's just that if you're in a sponsored state, you're going to get 100% of all of our content. And then for non-sponsored states, you will get a limited set of magazines and things like that. But there are no newspapers included in that subscription that you have if you're in a non-sponsored state. But yes, you do have to be a resident of the United States.
And all of this service is at no charge to the subscriber, is that right?
Correct, yes. 100% free to the individual subscriber.
In fact, I think even your iPhone application is free.
Yes, everything is at no cost.
So if somebody wants to get NFB Newsline, where do they start?
We have a variety of ways that you can get in contact with us. One of the most popular ways is by using your telephone. The number to call is 866-504-7300. That's 866-504-7300. People can also go to our website. That's nfbnewsline.org. We also have another website that they can go for information. That's nfbnewslineonline.org. But we have a self-application that people can fill out online, and that's, again, located at nfbnewsline.org. My email address is swhite, for Scott White, swhite@nfb.org.
And as usual, we'll have all that contact information in our show notes, and we'll also put a link to the NFB Newsline application that you can get from the Apple App Store.
Now for this week's final segment, demonstrations of using NFB Newsline. Here's Scott White again.
Welcome to NFB Newsline.
Para continuar en español, aprieta dos.
NFB Newsline is provided by the National Federation of the Blind along with state sponsors. To learn about a new email feature added to NFB Newsline, press one off the main menu. Please enter your six-digit identification number or press the pound key to hear how to become an NFB Newsline subscriber.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and enter my six-digit code here.
Please enter your security code.
Okay, and my four-digit code for security code.
Welcome, Scott White. Please select from the following options. Main menu. To read NFB Newsline news and tutorials, press 1. To read your state information channel, press 2. To read newspapers in your state, press 3. To enter your favorites list, press 4. To read newspapers in a different state, press 5. To read Target store circulars, press 6. To read magazines, press 7. For TV listings, press 8. For job listings, press 9. For subscribers control panel, including local phone number, lookup, and speech control, press 0. Main menu.
Okay, I'm going to go into my favorites by pressing 4.
Please select from the following 10. To select the Fort Wayne Journal Gazette, press 1. To select the India Times, press 2. To select the New York Times, press 3.
To pick the New York Times.
4. Please select from the following available issues. For the New York Times, dated Monday, February 17, 2014.
Okay, I'm going to pick the number 1 for today's current issue.
Please select from the following sections. Business, financial desk, press 10. Classified, press 11. Editorial desk, press 12. Forum desk, press 13. Metropolitan desk, press 14. National desk, press 15. Obituary, press 16.
Okay, I'm going to press 10 for business.
In business, financial desk, there are 18 articles in this section. Article 1.
Okay, what I did here is I called into NFB Newsline. After it played its greeting message, I went ahead and put in my identification code, which is 6 digits, my security code, which is 4 digits.
Both of which we replaced with fake ones.
Then it logs me in, plays any emergency alerts. We don't have any today for my area, so it allows me to go on to the main menu. Now, once I got to the main menu, I have the ability to where I can go ahead and indicate some of my favorite publications, which I've done a number of those. I went into that by pressing the number 4. Then I went ahead and selected the New York Times, and I picked today's issue. And it started reading the sections to me. I pressed number 10 for business financial, and then it tells me how many articles in that section. Now, what I'm doing currently is I'm put it on pause here, but I'm in the current article, so I'm going to take it off of pause.
Singapore, while the supersonic jets attack helicopters and surface-to-air missiles longer than a stretched limousine route, an estimated 80,000 people who attended...
Now, if I want to immediately skip to the next article, I press the 3 button.
Article 2, bits. Tom Perkins defends the 1% once again. By Quentin Hardy, in this, The Age of the Selfie, It Figurines, you can now...
Now, if I want to skim this article, I could press the 6, which moves me sentence by sentence.
The product is called Shopify Me. It uses the motion sensors in a micro... Once a person gets the 3D image they like, an on-demand printing company...
Now, let me demonstrate a feature that a lot of people really take advantage of here. Let's say this particular article I wanted to use for my personal use. Then what I can do is I can go ahead and press a key combination, #9, and if I use the internet and use email, I can have that article sent to me. So we'll go and take it back off a pause.
Once a person gets the 3D
and go press #9.
Please indicate what part. content you would like to receive by email. To receive just the current article, press 2. To receive just the current section, press 3. To receive the full issue, press 4.
And I want just the current article, so I'm going to press 2.
You should receive your requested content shortly at swhite@nfb.org if this is not your correct email address.
I'll press 1 to return back to my content.
0470. The person gets the 3D image they like, an on-demand printing company called...
You did all of these demos on a telephone. Can you do all of the same things if you're using the computer or iPhone interface?
What we try to do is to go ahead and make the same provisions on every platform we have. So a person can go ahead and take advantage of those, be it the iPhone or online on a website or over the phone.
Where can people get extra help or documentation on using these services?
Once you become eligible for the service and you have your codes, we provide a good deal of information that you can listen to on the actual NFB Newsline system. We also have materials that if you request them, we can send them out to you in Braille. Basically, that tells you, you know, I want to do this function. I go ahead and press these keys to perform that. We call that a how-to booklet, and that's available either in Braille, large print, or in audio form like on a CD. And if you're interested in like the online access methods, we have CDs, audio recordings that can help people to better go through that and work with that as well.
And even if you don't refer to the instruction booklet in whatever format you just said they can get it in, it also provides instruction at every step.
Correct, yes. Mm-hmm.
So you don't actually have to remember all of those numbers. You've told us several times that you press 10 for business, but so maybe I remember that, but I don't remember which number was sports. But every time you get into NFB Newsline, it'll tell you.
Right. The system does prompt you for every action that you need to do. The only one, for example, like what we saw, is it doesn't tell you, like, if you want an email, you know, press #9. But it to move and navigate for your articles, it tells you all that.
And we should note that you can also customize the speech in terms of the voice that's being used and the rate at which the speech is being spoken.
Correct. What we could do is we could go ahead and speed it up extremely fast. For my example, when I'm reading a newspaper, because I'm processing for information at that point, I will go ahead for myself personally and speed it up and listen to it at a faster pace. But if I'm listening to more recreationally to a magazine, I will slower it down.
So I encourage people to check that out. Check out our show notes that has links to all the ways you can access the NFB Newsline service. And I've really enjoyed it, as I said, using it on my iPhone. I can read any of the magazines I subscribe to any place. The New York Times, Science News, Wired Magazine, the Wall Street Journal, my local newspaper. It's a great service.
That's it for show number 1418. Next week on Eyes on Success, we'll be talking about prosthetic eyes. We'll be talking with Michael Strauss of Strauss Eye Prosthetics, a board-certified ocularist, about how prosthetic eyes are fabricated start to finish and the more recently developed scleral shell that fits over an existing eye. We'll also discuss the history of prosthetic eyes and how ocularists are trained. If you have any questions regarding something you've heard about on the show, or you'd like to share an idea for a future show, send an email to hosts@eyesonsuccess.net or call us at 585-258-0333 and we'll try to address your question in an upcoming program.
You've been listening to Eyes on Success, hosted and produced by Nancy Goodman-Torpey and Peter Torpey and distributed by WXXI Reach Out Radio. For detailed information or a full archive of programs, visit www.eyesonsuccess.net. You can also follow us on Facebook and Audioboo at Eyes on Success and on Twitter at @_EyesOnSuccess. We hope you will join us again next week for more information and updates on products for accessible living. Thanks for listening to Eyes on Success, and have a nice day. Thank you.